Good afternoon, Mrs. Brown. I want to ask you something. It kind of personal.
Hi, Mrs. Rose. How you doing? But that kind of sounds serious.
Is it a concern about Omar? And since you're his teacher, I want some help with him.
What kind of help you thinking about now?
Well, you know, GSAT coming up next year, and I want him to go to a good school, miss. But since him never get mastery for everything in the grade 4 literacy test, we kind of worried.
Why though?
Well, if him can't master these things by now, then no dunce him dunce and him a go write him off. I don't want that happen to him.
Miss Rose, relax. Hold on. Just relax, Miss Rose, all right? Just relax. And you know what? You don't have to stress yourself over GSAT because Omar is going to be doing a new test called PEP.
PEP? What that means?
PEP is the primary exit profile. It's going to replace GSAT starting 2019. The ministry announced it recently.
So that now got to be one next source of stress for the people now?
Hopefully not. You see, PEP is not just an exam. It's a profile. So, starting from grade 4, each child is going to be sitting an exam at the end of the year called a performance task, which is similar to an end-of-year test, right? Now, in grade 5, they're going to be doing the same thing. And then in grade 6 now, they're going to be doing that plus a curriculum-based test and an abilities test.
That sounds like a whole heap of something, though. Poor Omar and him little brain, Jesus help him.
Lord, man, before you get in a spirit, let me just explain something to you. All the grades from each test, that's grade 4, 5 and 6, all of the grades from those tests, they're going to make up a profile at the end of the school year. And it is that final grade that the ministry is going to use to place Omar in a school.
Oh, that not sound too bad.
Right. Bear in mind, though, that each exam will carry a weighting to make up the final grade. All right, let me break it down for you. I have it on a paper somewhere here. So. Oh, okay, C tier. Good. It says the abilities test will represent 30% of the final score that make up the profile, right? And the CBT, that's the curriculum-based test I was telling you about, and the performance test will together make up 70% of the profile grades.
Oh, that not bad. You know if them plan to change any other subject?
No, man. Them still going to do them math, science, language arts and social studies. The usual. But they will also be testing in other areas.
Other areas like what?
Alright, like the performance task, now that's going to be consisting of real-world scenarios that will require students to apply their knowledge, right? Now, the abilities test will assess the child's aptitude in areas such as numeracy, verbal and nonverbal ability, and abstract thinking skills. And then finally, the curriculum-based test, that same CBT, that will consist of multiple choice, right? In the areas such as math, language arts, as I said before, science and social studies.
So, since it's from grade 4 them starting, that would mean that Omar miss out the first component or me mix it up?
Listen, Miss Rose, deaf is Goliath trouble. You listening to me?
Yes.
Omar is in grade 5.
Mm-hmm.
He will sit the grade 6 components when he gets to grade 6, that's in 2019, right? And that includes the performance task, the abilities test, and the curriculum-based test. Now, children in grade 4 will do the grade 5 performance test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the grade 6 component when they reach grade 6. That means that the students in grade 3 now going to do the whole thing. Not like Omar, just those students in grade 3. When they get to grade 4, they're going to do all of that. You understand now?
Okay.
Good.
Yes, teach. That's why I like talk to you. You know, you're very helpful.
No problem, Mrs. Rose. And you know I'm always here to help. Well, before I forget, the performance task is going to be done in grade 4, 5 and 6, while the abilities test and the curriculum-based test is only grade 6.
Okay. Thanks, your teach. I really appreciate it. I'm going to leave you now, though, because I want to reach back home before it get dark.
All right, no problem. And if you have more questions, just call down at the ministry. They'll be happy to help, right? The number is 922-1400. Say it with me.
922-1400.
Good.
All right, teacher.
Have a good evening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.